Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisors one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Brian Bailey, co-founder of the iCore Restaurant Group. And the iCore Restaurant Group is headquartered in North Canton, Ohio, and iCore is a collaboration of individuals who share a passion for food, creativity, and excellence. I'm going to talk to Brian about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisors one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Brian Bailey, who is the co-founder of the iCore Restaurant Group. Hey, Brian, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Marty. How are you today?
My pleasure, Brian. My pleasure. We'd like to ask our guest, where are you calling from today?
I'm in North Canton at one of our restaurants right now.
Oh, good.
Where we've just unloaded some pork, some brisket for the day, and ready to serve it up to our raving fans.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, I know you have a lot of restaurants. Maybe we could start right there, Brian. I mean, talk about, you know, because the iCore Restaurant Group is really a family of franchise concepts, isn't it?
Yes, we have three brands that we're operating right now. The total unit count is 13, but we've got about another dozen in development already.
Wow,
and really just started hitting the franchising last year. So a lot of fun things happening.
That's fantastic. Maybe you could describe the history of the iCore Group, Brian. I know it does have an interesting history.
Yeah, we go back to, like many other entrepreneurs out there, started in another job, working for someone else. I was traveling across the country selling software in the newspaper industry. And
wow.
As I visited, towns across the country, every town should have a newspaper and every town should have a good barbecue joint. And barbecue was one of my passions, just one of my favorite foods eating growing up.
So I
wanted to experience it, because I know what mom would make for me on my birthday, and she did, ribs. She'd boil them. She'd put them in a crock pot, put a lot of sauce on them, and that's what I thought was good until I started, visiting towns in Texas and in Kansas City and in the Carolinas, and I realized what mom was passing off on barbecue wasn't real barbecue.
Right, right.
So there was a moment, a time where I was between sales jobs and I was doing contract work, and I was thinking, you know, what kind of business can I start that I'll be in control? And
right.
Happened to be having lunch at a great barbecue joint in St. Louis, where I had this light bulb go off in my head and said, you know what, in North Canton, Ohio, in Northeast Ohio where I'm from, we don't have great barbecue.
Yeah.
And I can bring this food, you know, back to Ohio and start a business, that can grow into a chain of restaurants. So that's really where the idea came from.
That's fantastic. And people are, you know, I find that people are very passionate about barbecue, aren't they? You know, and you're right about that, Brian. You know, it's we've always had a difficult time finding, like, really great barbecue. When you've had great
mm-hmm.
barbecue, it's just like there's nothing in the world like it, is there?
Yeah, yeah. And I have spent a lot of travels with all the small newspapers in North Carolina and a lot of little towns. And what I liked about the barbecue joints that I found, and boy, they proliferate the landscape. I mean, you've got barbecue
yeah.
joints on every corner down there. But even in the small two-state region of the Carolinas, you have several different styles of barbecue.
Yeah.
You've got the Eastern Carolina style where they do a vinegar sauce and they'll cook whole hogs. You've got the
yeah.
western part of the state where they're doing shoulders and it's a more of a tomato-based sauce. You've got the Lexington area, the Piedmont of the state, right in the middle, where they'll blend vinegar and tomato together in a sauce. And then, of course, in South Carolina, where there are areas around Columbia where you won't find a red sauce on the table. They do these yellow
wow.
mustard-based sauces. So the people that eat that barbecue on a daily basis, they think it's the best, and they're passionate about it. Even, you know, you go 10 miles one direction, and there's almost a barbecue war, I guess, going on. So I was really drawn to that and knew that we could take that story, tell the story of Carolina barbecue,
right.
you know, in our restaurants in Ohio. We've grown into Michigan and really spreading throughout the Midwest where people have an emotional connection to
mm-hmm.
the Carolinas. You know, you have
yeah.
vacation in the Outer Banks or at Myrtle Beach or at Hilton Head. You know somebody who's moved to Charlotte or Raleigh-Durham, and then you have good thoughts about the Carolinas. And you know, we try and give that same experience when you come into, you know, our restaurants.
It was interesting too, Brian, because I recall, you know, when I was reading about, and it was particularly Old Carolina barbecue, you know, I guess you guys are categorized in the fast casual genre, but, you know, at the same time, you guys still provide table service, don't you? And I thought that was very unique and a nice niche in the market, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. You know, fast casual, of course, the only segment of the restaurant industry over the last few years that has been growing. A lot
yep.
of interest, a lot of new concepts that are starting up. But some of the so-called fast casual are maybe quick service with a little
mm-hmm.
better food.
Sure.
And we like to give that true fast casual experience. Our guests, they will order at a counter, but then self-serve their drink, sit down. We bring the food to the table. We bus away all the plates when they're done. We'll offer refills and kind of give them the best of both worlds. They're in control of the time of when they get their that food. It's not like waiting 45 minutes or an hour at some of the casual restaurants. You come up and within 6 to 8 minutes, you know, you have a great meal of scratch made
wow.
sides and authentic barbecue.
That's fantastic. Maybe we could talk a little bit about your franchisees. I mean, what do you look for in a franchisee, Brian?
Mm-hmm. What we certainly look for someone that shares our same passion,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they love the food. And that's where our current franchisee base has come from. People that have visited the restaurant, they think it's great. They can picture it in their hometown. You know,
right.
they love it. Maybe they've even done some barbecue cooking on their own, though it's not a requirement. You know, they just
right.
have to love the finished product.
Right.
And then, you know, we're partnering with them, you know, to create a business that they can grow. You know, it's not, you know, some franchises, there's a fit if you're going to, live it, work it, one unit. Or what we've been doing is people that see it as a business model, the way that, that I did, something that we can grow. You know, it's not about, you know, me. It's not Brian's barbecue. It's a story of the Carolina barbecue. So somebody else who has that passion can help tell that story in their market. And then the other thing that they can do, which is unique with iCor Restaurant Group, is they may start with barbecue and build a build a legion of fans in their area. Maybe you open a store or two, but then to grow, because you, you know there's only so many Old Carolinas you could put in a town.
Right.
We have the other brands that also bring regional flavors, regional foods from another part of the country, you know, into, you know, for us now in Ohio. But it's the same engine. You know, it's fast casual. It's that same counter service, self-serve drink, sit down. We bring a different food to the table. So our second concept, Baja Pizza Fish. Baja Pizza Fish is fast casual pizza with a West Coast attitude. We're serving fish tacos, rice bowls, salads, wraps, all this fresh food, pizzas that have the more creative toppings. But again, different decor, but the same type of people. And this allows a business owner, if you're going to franchise, you know, in Old Carolina, you have a relationship with iCor, the franchisor, that makes it easy to step into that second concept or our third concept, Smoke the Burger Joint.
It is. It's very interesting, you know, and it sounds like, you know, you're looking for someone who's just looking for also the big picture, you know what I mean? Why just go with one unit, you know, especially because you have this, you know, family of franchise concepts. And, you know, I recall Baja Pizza Fish when I was on the website the other day. I mean, it was really cool. Like, you know, it's almost like an environment. I recall, like, bikes on the on the wall.
Yeah, we were inspired by that active lifestyle in Southern California. I spent time traveling in Huntington Beach, if you've ever been out in that area, where you can sit on the pier and you watch the surfers. They you know, come in, they peel off their wetsuits, do a little shower in the parking lot where they pour water on their head.
Yes.
And then they're playing volleyball, they're riding those bikes, and they're eating, you know, nothing against barbecue, but that's not what they're eating to keep fueling that lifestyle. They're you know, eating those fish tacos, and now, again, they're on the move. So that was that inspiration, and we bring that into the decor with surfboards on the wall. We play classic surf movies on the TV. It's kind of it's a fun, laid-back, you know, joint.
So what's your favorite, like, when you go into your restaurants, Brian?
Which is my favorite child? Is that what you're asking me?
I know. It's always a tough question, and it's one we like to ask on the show because it is a difficult question, isn't it? You know,
I mean, because
there's a lot of them, isn't there?
You know, there's – I'm also the culinary person, you know, within iCor Restaurant Group. So, you know, the food, so much of the food is what I like to eat.
Right.
So when people do ask me, like, what's our favorite menu item – boy, it depends on what I'm in the mood for, you know?
Sure.
And it's one of the problems guests have when they come in. We've designed that all the food is great. You know, I know there are some restaurants out there, you look at a menu and not a lot speaks to you.
Right.
But you'll find in our concepts that we've done such a great job, and I'm patting myself on the back, but people really love the food, and that's what increases their frequency into our restaurants.
Right.
I've had people across the country when I go to conferences say, "Oh, well, barbecue, you can't eat that, you know, more than once a month." I'm like, well, you know, come tell my guests that are in here multiple times a week, you know.
Right, interesting.
Yeah. A lot of variety on the menus.
Yeah, and that is so important. So how does the training work? I mean, when someone comes into your franchise system, Brian, I mean, do they typically come out to Ohio or your corporate headquarters? How does that work?
Yeah, that's what we've been doing it so far is bringing them in, and they spend a lot of time in, you know, one of our stores. And we'll do it in multiple stores. One of them may be their main training base, but we'll spend a good 2 weeks where they're learning the operation. And I don't want to oversimplify it, but we have built a system to be able to output this food. So, you know, in that two-week time, they get a really good exposure and understand the brand. We then do a lot of on-site when they launch. We just opened in Ann Arbor, Michigan 2.5 weeks ago, and we've had people on-site, a team of five people the week before they opened, all through these first 2.5 weeks. I think we're only taking a day off here and letting them see how they do on their own, and then we'll be back onto the weekend to with more staff and more support.
That's fantastic. What do you typically look for in a location, Brian? I mean, as far as like how much space is required to open up any of these?
Well, we are kind of fighting with every other restaurant for the same space.
Sure, of course.
The Old Carolina, the prototypical size is at 2,800 to 3,400 square feet. Inline shopping center, you know, an end cap if you can get it. A little bit of a patio there.
Right.
But we have a, you know, in our 10 Old Carolinas, a lot of different looks that we can show that we have done, and they've varied in size. One of the nice things about barbecue is we can be a destination. We are unique when we come into an area. So you don't have to pay the highest rents to be on the main strip. The food will draw people in. A lot of our locations, frankly, I describe them as hard to find but easy to get to. You know, it's once you know where it is, oh, my gosh, yeah, it's right around the corner here, and now I go all the time. But that's okay because people are so passionate about barbecue, and they so want to talk about this new barbecue joint they found that the word gets around.
That's fantastic. It's well said. In studying your background, I would certainly consider you an entrepreneur. And the majority of our listeners, Brian, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, most of them want to – they listen to the show because they know they want to buy a franchise. But we find that many of them, they don't even know where to begin. What advice would you give to our listeners?
Well, you know, not everybody has to be the creative type like I am to create the concepts and create the recipes. But, you know, a franchipreneur? I love that. You know, if they partner with a franchisor who has a vision and has a good system, who has a story to tell, they can be the one to tell that story. You know, business development is a big part of what they're going to do. They don't have to spend time worrying about how the system works or what the recipes are. They just need to get connected into their community via, chamber events, high school sports teams. There's a lot of areas that they can connect, and they tell the story, and somebody else tells that story. And if they have that business sense, you know, the idea of putting in the work and, you know, watching their P&L, they're going to be very successful.
Yeah, we had a guest recently on this show, Brian. They were a franchisee, you know, and I think that the way I phrased the question was, I said, well, you know, why did you go into franchising? And she said that she wanted to be able to sleep at night, you know. She said she didn't have to worry about it, you know. She's like, well, you know, everything's been thought out, you know. I mean, they've made mistakes, they've had successes, you know, and I don't have to worry about any of that stuff, you know. And she said she was able to sleep at night. I thought that was very well put, you know. You know, as you were emphasizing earlier on, the sophisticated system, you know, that the iCor Group sounds like they have, you know, is very important to franchising, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, what, you know, we're going to teach them, you know, how, you know, what type of employees to hire, and again, it's not necessarily those people that have experience running restaurants. You know, we teach our general managers, you know, that not to look at how many years somebody's been a line cook, how many years they've worked in another restaurant, because all they're going to do is bring, you know, what could be a lot of bad habits from that past experience. We're looking for four key qualities for our employees. They need to have a strong work ethic, empathy, be genuinely nice, and smile easily. Those are the four things that we want to get, because we can't teach those things.
Sure. No, that's true.
You're going to be born with that. You're going to, you know, have been raised in that environment, but in a two-week class, I can't teach you, you know, how to smile. But if you get a team of people that have those qualities, it's going to be a fun place. And for the franchise owner, they're going to like coming in. They're not going to have, you know, the drama,
right.
and they can sleep at night. So that, yeah, that's a great analogy, personally.
Yeah, that's well said. That's well said. So what's in the future for the iCore Group? I mean, if you look at a crystal ball and you say, okay, 3 to 5 years down the road, Brian, where do you see
mm-hmm.
yourself in the company?
Well, we have a stated mission now. My business partner and high school friend, Tim Hugg, we've had, you know, a goal, a vision for us for a few years, and we've just started talking about it now. The people have seen our success and where we're growing. And for iCore Restaurant Group, the mantra is 555 by 2025.
Oh,
we
wow.
have a goal of opening 555 units, you know, by the year 2025. And as those are doing an average of average unit volume of 1.8 million in sales, that's $1 billion brand.
That's
what we are driven to create. And there's, you know, with three concepts right now, and you know, down the road maybe some more.
Right.
The vehicle is there to do it. There are plenty of markets, plenty of entrepreneurs or franchisepreneurs that are out there that want to buy into this vision and partner with us, and we're committed, you know, to helping them succeed so that we can succeed as well.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee with any of the brands, Brian? Any websites that they should go to?
Sure. They can go to the iCoreGroup.com, I-C-H-O-R-G-R-O-U-P, iCoreGroup.com. There's some links to the individual websites. We are, you know, here recording this in April and about 2 weeks away from a revamp on all those sites. But for right
wow.
now, you can still link to us. That information will come to me. And we'd love to have a conversation, invite people in to visit the stores and see if it's a fit.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you for coming on the show, Brian. You've been a fantastic guest, and I'd really like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow. I think you have a great great brands in your franchise system, so I think that's fantastic.
Marty, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Brian, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Coming up in segment two, we're going to hear from one of the most knowledgeable people on the areas of entrepreneurship and franchising. We're going to hear from the great Michael Gerber, and Michael's going to give his tips and advice to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise. So stick around.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274. 2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. And today's podcast is being brought to you by Diamond Financial Services. And if you're looking for a loan to finance your franchise, simply click the Diamond Financial Services logo below. Today's podcast, you're going to get to hear from a legend in entrepreneurship and franchising, and that's Michael Gerber. And we've had Michael on the show two times up to this point, and the first time we had him on the show, Don and I were amazed at the amount of emails we received and listeners, and it was really overwhelming and incredibly fun at the same time. One of the questions that we commonly ask on every show is, what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? And naturally, Michael's response was brilliant. So here we go.
And entrepreneurship?
Yeah, well, I think before that, Mike, I think a lot of people listening might be a little surprised that your mom still tells you what to do.
No, that's the problem. My mom has never told me what to do. She inspires me to do things that I never thought about doing.
Absolutely.
That's great. That's tremendous. Yeah. What advice would you give to a prospective franchisee looking to buy a franchise, Michael?
Well, first of all, understand what you want. It has less to do with the franchise than it does with you. What is it truly important to you to do? This whole new emergence of the Dreaming Room, for example, really revolves around the idea that struck me that this is the age of the new entrepreneur. And the new entrepreneur is very, very much different than the one who preceded him. The new entrepreneur is more interested in a business that has meaning, not just money. So the whole question for the new entrepreneur or the one who wants to buy a franchise is really, so what's the meaning of this? What's the impact of this on the world? When we begin to look at the world and really realize that the world is in dreadful shape, you wonder then how I, in a business of my own, could have some kind of impact that would add value to the world. So I'd begin to look at franchises from that perspective. What's the value of the franchise? Presuming that I'm going to be successful, what is the value? What do I deliver that has value to my customer? What pride do I get from what it is I'm doing? What am I adding of benefit to the world as opposed to subtracting from the world, presuming, again, I'm going to be successful? So the first thing is, what does this company mean? What is the true meaning of this? And what's the impact and import of it? For me in my life, you know, I'm going to die one day, and I'm going to probably die inside my business. And what I'd like to ask myself is, will I be proud of the fact that I devoted the rest of my life to doing this?
Right.
Would I want to say this to people I love? Would I want to say this to my kids? What am I going to say to them when I describe what I've chosen to do with the years of my life that I'm going to do it in? Because, in fact, you're going to spend the rest of your life in this business or in something very much like it. The second thing I would ask, once I've decided that, yes, this is a worthy thing to do for me, a human being, how organized is this thing that I'm going to do? How organized is it? Does it have a truly kick-ass breakthrough system for doing what it needs to do, which is attract people to it as customers, which is convert those people into active customers and paying customers, and ability to convert those customers into clients, meaning they come back again and again and again and again. So I want to build or buy that capability, or I'm going to then need to build it for myself.
Wow. That's a great idea. We've been asking that question now since we started the show, Michael. We never got such a great response.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so really, don't jump into anything quickly. Do your due diligence, and that's a good point. I mean, this might be something you've been doing for a long time. Are you going to be proud of telling people this is what you do?
Proud, yeah.
I mean, that's, Marty, you and I have talked about people just can't jump into something that sounds great. They got to
They have to go more deeply into their own motivation.
Right.
And that's the thing that's missing almost all the time. Essentially, the prospective franchisee, the guy, the woman who decides they want to buy a business opportunity, essentially they go out there, and the one who pitches the deal the best gets the deal. And I'm essentially saying it's got to turn around the other way. The one who's going out becomes more thoughtful about what I'm looking for, as opposed to simply going out and looking for a good business to run.
Right, absolutely.
So that right there might be a strong characteristic of a successful.
Those are very deep words from Michael. Is talking about the whole, you know, what is this franchise going to mean? How do I want to be remembered? So, again, it's going very deep into that question, but again, it's one of the best responses I think we've had up to this point. And again, it is Michael Gerber. You know, he's sold millions of copies. His latest book is Awakening the Entrepreneur Within, and we had Michael on the show several months ago, and we spoke about the book. And again, he's going to be in Great Quotes and Franchising on several locations. It was hard to decide which one we were going to use first, but this was it. So again, you're going to see Michael again in a couple other editions of Great Quotes and Franchising. That day that we did the show, following us, actually became a friend to the show, Ken Six, who hosts a show called Arbor Talk with Peter Felix. And Ken was also a big fan of Michael Gerber. Here was Ken's reaction following the show. And again, we'll leave you with that. And we'd love to hear your feedback on this edition of Great Quotes and Franchising. And we'll see you soon. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Here we go.
The inventor of the Resistograph. And this is, well, need I say more, Joe? We've got a jam-packed show. Joe, you got to get Marty back on the line. I think that was Michael Gerber on his show.
That was Michael Gerber.
I tell him to call in. That guy he wrote the E-Myth.
He did.
We need Marty to come in for about a minute.
Yeah. That's a very good idea. Let me work on that.
If you're listening, Marty, call us up.
All right, we'll do. All right.
We'll be right back.